Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And we're going to talk about this also makes me, I'm doing some back-to-back podcasts. This topic makes me giggle too, and I'll tell you why. But I was having a conversation with someone, and they were a business professional. And they asked me, roughly what I did, right? And it was talking about business. It wasn't just some lay person. And so as I was describing what I did, he said to me, he's like, oh, so you help people be more spiritual. And I was like, what? I never thought of that. But then I started thinking about my client base. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I do. I help people be more spiritual. But you gotta, in my own personal life, and me, Amy, who owns a business, was talking to this person, not Amy, a spiritual teacher. I was like, oh, I guess that is what I do. I help people be more spiritual. So this is a show where I'm going to give you some spiritual 101, how to be more spiritual. Though I live my whole life, pretty spiritual. So it's interesting to share it, but I probably don't tell you guys that enough. Like, I talk about it, right? I definitely talk about being spiritual, but I never like lay it down. Like the way he said it to me, it was like, it felt like an article in a magazine, like 5 steps to be more spiritual. So this is going to be kind of one of those shows, just in case there's somebody listening that's coming into this and isn't sure how to begin. Here are some tips on how to live a more spiritual life. And I say that with love and respect. I giggle because, obviously I live this way. But I recognize that, believe me, I recognize that there are people who don't. And so I'm going to give you some suggestions, and they're just suggestions. And take what you will from it. I know if you are seeking, your intuition will fire, and you'll be like, oh, that's the piece I needed, or that's the piece I needed. So yeah, hang on. I'm Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I guess I help people be more spiritual. If you want to infuse the laws of the universe, the natural spiritual power within you, into every aspect of your life so you feel more powerful in your day-to-day human experience, then I would love to support you in that. Book a session with me and we'll talk about it. Also, look at my packages, the Activate, the Elevate, the Massive Result. They're all good. They're all good. It's just based on how much time you want to spend with me. Information on that can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter. I give you 2 intuitive messages a week for free that you can use in your spiritual journey, your spiritual development, your experience of living a spiritual life. Okay. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay. So how do you live a spiritual life? It's so weird. I'm going to speak so candidly here. It's so weird, saying that, because I'm like, I have not known a life where there wasn't spirit. But if I'm looking back on how I began, it really started with a feeling. I was very young, and my parents lived in this huge apartment complex in Los Angeles, like a sprawling complex where there were parks and pools, and it took up, it was like a land essentially. I don't know if they still have those, but this one was. And my mom had let us go to this like Bible study somebody was holding in the rec room, or I'm assuming, but I don't know. She would always let us go to like religious stuff. And my parents were pretty good at like it could be anything, right? Like they were very open spiritually, more than I think they give themselves credit for now. But so they let me go to this thing, and I remember that there was prayer, and I felt God at that young age. I felt the energy, the power of God. And from there, it was just, that was my life, right? Like, I was always seeking to be in that energy. But what I would say is, if you are looking to live a more spiritual life, I would start with prayer. And prayers can come in a lot of different forms. And they can just start practicing. Google prayers. If you grew up in a spiritual tradition, maybe start with the structure of those prayers. Maybe you grew up in Judaism and there's a way in which they pray. Then just start there. And then allow your own natural, intuitive, soulful side to guide you accordingly as to how to pray in a way that's for your highest and greatest good. But I would start with prayer. And prayer is usually asking for something, and then we get to be receptive to that. The next piece to living a more spiritual life is meditation. We see meditation now more separate from a religious practice, but I think meditation comes in a lot of forms. So it's also contemplation too. I think meditation and contemplation can overlap, you know, but those two, contemplation is quiet time alone, reflecting on your desires, getting clear about how you feel, getting clear about your intentions, getting clear about who you are and who you want to be in this lifetime. It's quiet time with God. Meditation is breathing, it's centering. Sometimes you clear the mind, sometimes you're visualizing something. All works. Those would be my next suggestions. So prayer, meditation, contemplation time. Or, you know, I call it contemplation time now, but back in the day when I was, you know, it was called quiet time, right? Like when I was in Bible college, yeah, you have time with God. You know, you might be reading scripture, you might be listening, you know, in that tradition. You know, in my own current tradition, my quiet time might include some affirmations. It might include listening to a motivational speaker. It definitely time with my journal, writing things down. Yeah, contemplation time, quiet time. Quiet time with God, however way in which you define God. And then that's the next piece, is define your God, however way you want it to be. I've had clients who their God is in nature, and they spend a lot of time outside, right? Like all my people are calling at the exact same times, which probably means I should get close to wrapping up. So yeah, find what makes you feel connected. You know, I dated a man, I've shared this before, who he played basketball every Thursday with a group of men for decades. And that he felt when I asked him, like, what makes you feel connected? He's like, basketball, that time with them. That's still God, right? You know, I know there are people who want to make God look a certain way for, you know, for everybody, but everybody gets to do God the way they want, right? And when I say the way you want, your desires are put on your heart by God. So it's the way God wants you to see God. So get clear about what that is for you. And it can be whatever you need it to be. It's your God of your understanding, your higher power. The higher power piece is taken from the 12-step tradition. Just be in the space of something bigger than yourself. And get clear about what it is and spend as much time as you can in the energy of that. My next suggestion on living a more spiritual life. Be a kind person. I'm saying this to you very specifically. Be a kind person. You don't have to be a good person, because I think that whole phrase is messy. You know, I find that people who aren't very good love to hide behind, I'm a good person. But just be a kind person. Be a kind person. If you want to go to the next level, be a loving person. But doesn't mean, you know, I'm hesitant to say that to an audience of that I know is made up of a lot of highly sensitive people who can be a bit codependent. We can take love too far, right? And we can love things that aren't worthy of love, right? So love the humanity of someone. You know, that doesn't mean you have to just accept their behavior. You know, bad fucking behavior is bad fucking behavior. So that's why I don't often use the love word around these parts, because I know that the unhealthy part of us will be like, well, I'm just going to love this person no matter what, even though they are a shitbag, right? So do you love that I can do a podcast on being more spiritual and curse? Because in my world, my God doesn't care. So if your God cares, I apologize, but I'm still going to curse and you'll probably still listen to this show. So, but yeah, so be a kind person, practice acts of kindness, and let it flow naturally from you, right? And if you catch yourself trying to be a good person, check yourself before you wreck yourself, because there's probably some messiness underneath, right? There's some superiority, or that's not, you ain't being a good person there. So I say just keep it easy and just go with kind, because if you go with kind, it bypasses a lot of the garbage that our subconscious mind, our ego, can get all wrapped up in. And living a more spiritual life. Remember free will, right? No matter what the spiritual tradition is, we all have free will, which means we get to make choices and decisions. We are not being puppeteered by God, right? And so in that, your choice, your decisions, the way you use your time and energy on this planet is valuable. So remember that you have free will, but so does your neighbor. And you have no control over what the hell other people are going to do. But you can always be in your truth, right? So practice knowing what your truth is. Is this my truth? You can just start asking yourself, is this my truth? Is this my truth? Is this my truth? And you'll know. You'll feel it. In the core of your being, you'll know it to be so. And then recognize everybody has their own version of truth. And now, given our current world, it's not any different than any other evolution of our world, but let's just talk about our current world. A lot of people run around talking about truth. And what I know to be true about truth is it doesn't require an argument. Matter of fact, if you are in truth, there is no argument. You might be firm, particularly if you're encountering, say, a boundary bully, or you're having to stand up for yourself. You might have to be firm. But generally, this crazy stuff we're seeing on TV with people talking about the devil and the vaccine and this and that and mask and the devil and God, and that bullshit's not truth, friends. I love the humanity of their souls, but that's not truth. You can feel it. Truth can be felt. Even if you don't agree with it, you can feel it, right? You can feel when something is truth. So trust that, and don't be afraid of it. Just because there are folks out there calling something truth and they're acting out of rage, hurt, insecurity. I really think a lot of people are acting out of insecurity right now. And so then you can have compassion. So if we're going to go to the next level on this, I'd much rather you have compassion. And compassion is something that you'll have to sit with to know how to do it. Because I think highly sensitive people with codependency tendencies can call it compassion, and it's really making excuses for bad behavior, at the risk of repeating myself on that one. So compassion is one I'd say do some research on it. What is compassion? How do I embody compassion? And then practice on yourself first before you start trying to practice on other humans. And then the piece when the year 2019, I decided my goal was to be enlightened. And so I was focused on enlightenment. And so the question that I had to answer with my enlightenment was, can I believe that no matter what, I will be okay? Because that's enlightenment. Meaning you can hold the energy of no matter what's going on, I know I will be okay. And as you play with that question, as you sit with that question, as you get comfortable with that question, as you start to lean into that question, as you start to believe that question, then you will reach enlightenment. I got there a couple of times. I think enlightenment's definitely something you come in and out of. You're always close to it if you're seeking to be close to it. But yeah, that's I would say that's the big question. Can you believe no matter what, you will be okay? You are supported and loved by God, no matter what happens, good or bad, I will be okay. All right, friends, that's my show on how to be a more spiritual person. And then let the journey go, you know? They're the universal law. If you want, let me just throw some things out there that are fun. Your intuition is a part of this. You know, I talk about a lot about that in this program, and that's a huge part of my spiritual life, the intuition. Law of attraction, which really is just one law and a collection of laws, the laws of the universe, which if you study other faiths and outside of metaphysics, these laws are there, right? It's just common, it's truth, right? There's so many places you can go. You know, with this, right? Sacredness, sacred centeredness. I mean, they're ah, Oh, and if you're a metaphysical person and you're just coming into this, I'll always recommend Agape. He's high vibe. Michael Bernard Beckwith is Agape International Spiritual Center. It's out of Los Angeles, but they stream all their services. He's great. Sundays, do their meditation. Do the service. They usually have a music thing, and you may listen to him because he's off on a plane. Like I truly believe he is a spiritual being from another planet in some regards. If you're feeling a lot, just sit with it. Just sit with it. Just sit with it. Just sit with it. And try any church. The Unity churches are great. You know, granted, I'm talking to you about New Thought and metaphysics. Yeah. Avoid dogma and focus on how it makes you feel because your feelings are so incredibly powerful. All right, my friends, take care of yourself. This was my show on how to be more spiritual. If you like it, you want to live a more spiritual life, you want some help with that, I can support you. Intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Sign up for my newsletter while you're there. Thank you for listening.